Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt.
Hello and welcome to Default Radio. I guess this is episode 36. I really don't know. Because we stopped at episode 35. So I really have no idea what episode this is. Because we've been gone for, two to three weeks. Ever since DEF CON, we've been gone for 2 weeks because we're in Vegas. I stayed extra week in Vegas. We said we were going to be back last week. But we didn't because, well, it was actually my fault. Plans came out of nowhere. Family, dinner, that kind of stuff. And I told Lucky that, you know, I wasn't going to be able to make it. We'll just reschedule for next week. Well, luckily enough, Stank Dog did a show on Rat Radio on his end of the show. And it was kind of a default radio show. And the reason why it's not up for download was because, from what I'm hearing, because I didn't get to listen to it at all. But from what I'm hearing, it wasn't really all that good. So I don't know. I mean, it was him and Lucky, but I think it was just, you know, I don't know how it ended up because I didn't get to hear it. I just, you know, heard a little bits of it. So I don't think that's going to become an official release, so I guess you could say, yes, this is episode 36. And yes, we are back. Well, I am back, actually. Lucky's not here right now. Lucky will be in here in a few minutes. And yes, today's date, August 20th, the Friday. It's 7:12 p.m. in the West. And yeah, we're like 12 minutes late into the show. Notice I was stalling playing with the music because I was trying to get a hold of Lucky. You might notice that I sound a little bit louder, as if I'm on a microphone. That's because, well, I'm on a microphone. I'm actually in this new studio that we've been working on for a while. And call-in line, there's not going to be call-in lines, but tonight I am going to have, we're going to three-way the Bell's Mind Bridge, extension 6, where you enter 6, and then you enter 333 for the extension. And probably later towards the end of the show, we're just going to do it the old-fashioned way as we used to. Now, Lucky's not here because I thought he was going to go to DC213, but now he's not sure, and he's not in here with the studio with me because he's actually back at where he lives, and he didn't know that I was going to do this at the last minute because, like I said, I don't want to leave people hanging on for, you know, 4 to 5 weeks without knowing what's really going on with Default, and I want to continue to do Default. So Default is not necessarily dying. For a lot of people that don't know, the reason why we haven't been on lately and the reason why I've been saying that, you know, some things have been happening, some people know that, oh, is Default ending? Oh, no, don't end it. There's some changes going on. I am starting a new show. And it's going to be with the studio, and Lucky will probably join me as well as some other people locally that you probably have never heard before. And it's my own kind of show. It's not really necessarily focused on freaking and telecom or any kind of hacking at all. But that show is not going to start actually until quite, I don't know, maybe a few more weeks, a couple months, I'm not sure. And I don't really want to do Default as much anymore because, like I said, it was mostly kind of thing that I wanted to just record for Decoder and Lucky, you know, and it's kind of changed since then, you know, because we've all know what's been going on with Default and everything, but I don't want to just end Default out of nowhere, okay? I want to continue going and see how it goes, you know. I want to do this with Lucky on the phone again. This is just kind of, this studio might be just temporarily right now for doing Default. The only reason why I'm doing it is because if it's just going to be myself, it's going to be easier just to do it like this, so, and it sounds better too. But no, we're not ending the show yet. you know, we might not end the show at all. You know, there might be new hosts, there might be new setups. We'll let you know as soon as we know, because we really have no idea what's really going on. We're just still deciding. But until then, we're going to continue to do the show the same way we do it. You know, bring you some news and, you know, telecom, some freaking here and there and ranting and everything. So Lucky told me to call him back in 20 minutes because he was on the phone with Adelphia for some reason. So I don't know what the hell's going on. And later tonight, we're going to call the bridge, you know, see if someone has anything to talk about. Again, the Bell's Mind number is 810-223-0003. Dial 6 and then enter 333 as the room extension. You can talk with people on there now. Another reason why I'm not starting my own show is because I'm not going to do it until the official call-in line works, an actual physical call-in line. Now, I've been having trouble lately. I've been discussing this on the BinRef forums, and I've been having trouble lately with, I want the kind of equipment that actual real radio stations have to have their callers on the radio. Now, I've been having that problem for a while because I use the modem on my computer the same way how I record default. You know, the only reason, the same way I record default, but the problem was in order to connect it with my own studio mixer and equipment, I was giving an echo because when I took the line out of it and I put it into my mixer and I took my microphone and I put it into the modem, the person on the phone could hear me fine, but on my end, the part that's being broadcast, you would hear kind of an echo because most people don't know this. They don't realize this. When you talk into the phone, you're going to hear yourself out of your own earpiece. That's just how it works. And I think that's the reason why the telephone equipment in radio stations cost so much money is because they clear all that up. So the problem I was having when I connected the modem, it was kind of an echo. It sounded kind of like this. Let me see if I can do this here. It sounded kind of like this kind of effect right here. So it was really annoying. So I was just like, you know what, screw it. I don't want to use the modem. I don't want to use any computer. I want to use actual radio station equipment. I come to find out some guy in the forums that used to work in a college station said that they were, I forget what his name was, but he said that they were telephone hybrids. So I went to go check this out, and those were actually quite a couple of $100. So I didn't really know. I called up some radio stations with Lucky. I called KFI 640 out here, and it was the newsroom, and they were like, you know what? I don't know. You'd have to talk to engineering about that. But he said, this phone I'm holding up here, and he mentioned the brand, and it was just a PBX phone, you know. So they do use PBX equipment, and I found out that those telephone hybrids, if you look on eBay and you type in telephone hybrid, you will find out that they're telephones for, I think they might work on just a standard line. I'm not really sure yet. I haven't got one or anything or asked that many people yet. But they have in and outs on them as well that work just like a real radio station connects it with their own board, their own mixing board. So I was thinking about going that direction, but then I got a hold of my friend Royal, who's been on the show before, who's been, you know, into telephones since he was like 2. And you can pick them up at Radio Shack for about $15. There's these Radio Shack mini recorders. Let me get the box here. They're these telephone handset recording control boxes, and I'm sure you've heard of them where they have the switch to record and play, and he was telling me about this, but I told him, I don't want the switch that has, you know, to record and switch back to play. I need something for a live action, you know, something where I can communicate back and forth with. So he has 2 of them, so he hooked them both up to the handset, and he had one of them record and one of them on play, and he connected to our way. He actually connected one of them to his computer, which was playing a text-to-speech saying, you know, I am the Elite Freaksor. And then he had another one to do the recording on a cassette player. And me and Lucky were on the line as well, and we were talking, and then he played I'm Elite Phone Freaker, and he recorded all that. Then he played it back, and it worked fine. No delay at all. As a matter of fact, I got 2 of them today, and that's what I have hooked up right now to the phone system. So this is what we're going to try and use to call Bell's Mind and talk to people while I'm on the studio in here and being able to talk, and as well Lucky. I'm going to call Lucky in a few minutes. And we're going to try to see if this will work without any kind of delay. Now, the only problem I have right now is that there is a very, very annoying hum. And I think this is because I'm using VoIP equipment. Because it didn't seem to work on, have a problem with his line. But no matter what kind of, it's not my mixer, it's not my equipment, because I get a hum anywhere I plug it into. So I think it has something to do with the VoIP equipment, the Supra that VoicePulse gives me. I haven't tried it with Vonage yet, so I'm going to try it with Vonage. But it's annoying hum. I'm going to have to figure a way to fix that out somehow. I'm going to get in contact with Royal and ask him about these questions. But, yeah. So, anyways, it's been, 4 weeks since we've been around. Not a lot really has happened. I mean, I've been doing my own thing. Lucky's been doing his own thing. Probably looking for a job. I'm not really sure. Me and Lucky did some filming this past week. Prism came over from NorCal, California. It came down here, and we did some pretty interesting filming for Doug TV, which, by the way, first episode is released. Yay. Not really going to pimp it all that much, but I mean, if you want to go check it out, DougTV.org. Well, I guess it's a big pimp right there. first episode's kind of, I've been getting mixed emails about that. A lot of people have been saying, you know, too much payphone, what the hell was that In-N-Out shit, what's Lucky's problem this session with a 3x3 burger. And DuckTV's kind of a weird show. I really don't know what direction I'm going in myself yet, but there's already six episodes that are already filmed. I just got to edit them to get them put together. Like, episode 2 is going to be coming out real soon, followed by 3. I believe it's 4 and 5 are the DEF CON footage and Vegas footage episodes, which are really, really good. I'm hoping it'll turn out really well. So when 4 and 5 comes around, that's where there's going to be some DEF CON footage, along with Lucky Speech, actually, Lucky and Strom Carlson's slip mode recorded the whole speech, including the slides on the both sides, because the way DEF CON filmed it, they only filmed the middle. They didn't film both the slides, and they want like $80 for this cassette. So I thought that was a big ripoff, so I don't know what that's all about, but they only filmed the middle, and a lot of the... You gotta have both of the screens. So Slipmon got both the screens, and he's gonna send me in the footage. And he also got some other footage at DEF CON 2, I believe, that he's sending in. So that's gonna turn out real well. And I'm gonna put all that in together for DuckTV as well. And I think that's pretty much it. All the big announcements. Shaoblux apparently is not on anymore. I forgot what really happened. I think he couldn't find time to do it anymore. So, because they weren't on for a while after us, so we could go a little bit over an hour. So tonight we might actually be able to go after an hour. I'm not sure. You know, if we're talking about a lot, you know, I guess we could go after an hour. But yeah, Shoutbox is not on after us. No one's on after us. Matter of fact, no one's on Friday except us. Well, actually, there's a show called You're Wrong, but that's on 3:00 Pacific. So yeah, there's no one after us at all Friday night. And like I said, we're not really prepared. I've been sick, like, all these past couple days. I'm not feeling well, so I don't know what's really going on. Yo, it's me. Someone posted this on the forums a couple days ago, and the phone number for this is... Now, don't call this yet until you really hear what the story is about, because this is... I don't know if this is a scam. I don't know if they're trying to hurt anyone, or, I mean, own anyone. I don't know what this is all about. But it's called 1-800-YO-IT'S-ME. Apparently what this is, it's a collect call service where you dial the number and then you dial the person's number you want to do a collect call to, and it's like supposed to be like $4.95 or something. Or it's like $5. Now, the problem with this is you can do it to anyone, even if they say no, apparently they'll just do the collect call for you. Like, it'll work on cell phones for some reason, but it'll work on cell phones, you can call it to a bridge or whatever, but the problem is that you cannot do that kind of third-party collect charge to a cell phone. You can't do it to a bridge. You know, there's reasons why they say operator, no collect charges will ever be accepted, you know? You can't do that. It only works on actual home landlines, you know? But it seems to work for some reason on VoIP lines and everything, and it's not actually going to do the charge. I don't know if these guys are noobs, and they don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to start this service for no reason. I don't know what the point of this is. But apparently they seem to just have this service, you know, and they think they're going to actually get money off this. The way I see it, because it's some kind of PBX that someone set up, and I don't know, maybe it's just some guy setting this up, wasting his money for an 800 number to collect people's phone numbers. I'm not really sure how it works, because it just seems to be placing a call for it. It's not really doing any collect calling. Now, we haven't looked farther into it. I'm calling landlines to see if there's actually a charge or whatever, but apparently you call it up, you can give it a number of like a party line or whatever, and it'll be like, you know, yo, it's me, you know, you got a collect call from, and then it'll say the name that you said, and then, you know, to not accept these charges, hang up now, and you won't be charged, or whatever. And then, if you don't say anything, you just sit there, like it's a party line, a bridge, or whatever, it'll just go through and connect you. So you're connected for like 10 minutes to whatever, you know, and it's free for you, but it's costing them money, so I don't know what the point of this is. And we went to the website today, and the website is yoitsme.com, yoitsme.com, no dashes or anything, and it has this little flash about these two guys saying, yo, dog, you know, I got to call up, you know, hey, let's roll, hold up, got to call home, let them know where I'm at, what digits you use, 1-800-YO-IT'S-ME, yeah, whatever, no, I'm serious, dog, 1-800-YO-IT'S-ME. Anyways, you got to watch this video, it's on yoitsme.com. Now, the funny thing is, I was going to use this for something for DuckTV. And I went down and I went to view the source so I could find the SWF file, the flash file, and convert it to an AVI. Well, here's what cracks me up about this. This has got to be a joke or something. This whole service has to be a joke because they actually labeled this Yo, it's me, _ big black guy, .SWF. It's yo, it's me, /GFX, /_ yo, it's me, black guy, SWF. And it's, they actually said big black guy, you know. But that was funny to me. But this whole service is funny. You just, you call it up, and you can call anything you want. But I don't know if this is just a scam to get people's numbers, if they're going to try to, you know, hurt them later, you know, get them later. I don't know. I don't know what the point is. I think this is just some new company that, you know, oh, you know what, we should just do a collect call service and just set it up something without even thinking about it and thinking it's going to work, because it's not. And I really don't think it's going to last that long either. You know, it's a great way to make free calls for now, but it's just, I really, you know, you could just call a payphone, and then they'd ring the payphone, the person would be like, yeah, I accept it, and then boom, you're connected for free, you know, for like 10 minutes. So I don't really see the point of all this. So anyways, yo, it's me, 1-800-YO-IT'S-ME, divert to it, call it, use 1010-288, oh, whatever. Oh, crap. I guess we should just call the Bell's Mine and see what's going on. We still have 30 minutes? Jesus Christ. I was hoping Lucky was going to DC213 and he could talk about something. Let me call it up here.
Welcome to the Bell's Mine.
Who's on the bridge? Wait, who's on the bridge?
Black Ratchet.
Hey, what's up? Where's DOJ? Are you on the air, by the way?
G.I. Joe just left for about 10 seconds.
I talked about that. Have you heard about that 1-800-YO-IT'S-ME?
Oh, yeah, I found that on the form. Are you hearing an echo, Doug?
No, I'm not. It's probably this equipment. It's really messed up.
Yeah, you can't
Over
the stream. Hopefully it won't go on the stream.
Then. No, I don't hear it on my end, so it's not going to go through the stream. I think it's just only, I think only you guys would hear it. But I know, check this out. On the 1-800-YO-IT'S-ME, if you view the source for the flash file, guess what the flash file is named?
What?
Yo, it's me underscore big black guy dot SWF. I don't know. I think the service is a big scam or something, so I don't know. It's just, I found it really funny.
Yo, dog, only $4.95 for
10
minutes.
Yeah, it's, I thought, they, you know what, they have an MP3 song for that.
We'll call it up, let's try it.
No, they, it's an actual, like, MP3, I think, I forgot, you know, here it is.
No, call up the,
it's me. Oh, call it up right now?
Right.
Yeah, you know what, I haven't demonstrated what it sounds like yet, hold up. Alright, here we go.
Yo, it's me. To call collect, press 1. To use your phone card, press 2.
Por llamadas de pago, Obama. Please enter your destination number now.
See, now I could... See, now I could enter the Bell's Mine, and it wouldn't cost Bell's Mine anything. Because it just doesn't work like that, you know?
Welcome to the automated operator service. Please enter your destination number now, or press 0 for the operator.
What should I give it?
Just give it Bell's Mine. It won't charge.
Able to complete this type of call. Hang up.
That does that when the automatic operator shit picks up. Yeah, like I said, you can't do it to it because it works on cell phones, pay phones, you know, it works on Celex, like Party Lines or Bell's Mind or whatever. You can't, it won't work, you know. I don't even know if it would work on the landline. I don't think it's charging anyone. I think someone said this last night that it's possible that it's just trying to own people, you know, just to get their numbers or whatever, but I don't really see it going through all that much trouble of setting up an 800, a website, you know.
Wait, do you think that it actually goes through or it doesn't go through at all?
No, when you make a call, it actually goes through. Like, we called one of these bridges that no one uses anymore, and, you know, it would say, yo, you got a collect call from, and then it would say the name that you said. And then it'd be like, to not accept the charges, hang up now, and you won't be charged, or some shit like that. But if you don't say anything, it'll just connect the call for you, and you get like 10 minutes. Not only that, we call like the Caribbeans off of it, and it worked fine. So, like, you know, if it's like just a normal NPA number, you know, even if it's a Caribbean, like, area code, it costs them a lot of money, you know?
I just had a payphone, and, it said, like, you know, it gave me everything. It never connected the call, but it just started doing alternating tunes at the end. Couldn't talk into it.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
I was having trouble with the payphone, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's all about.
The mystery demon.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
It's just one of those companies that are going to get ripped off real easily, you know. Even if it's a real company, like, I don't know what they were thinking, you know. It's probably some guy that said, oh, you know what, I want to start up a... collect call service. I'm just going to set up an 800 and a PBX and think it's going to work, you know? So I don't know what that's all about. G.I. Joe, do you got any, like, numbers, anything to call, anything to do?
Let's see, that number was the most exciting number I had around.
Yeah. I don't know, I called Lucky. I guess he's not going to DC213. He doesn't want to do the show.
I think I have a wireless local number portability number, but I don't know if it's anything special, if it's a customer available number.
Yeah. I guess it could...
A strange news item.
Alright.
Okay, well, this was, actually, if you go to the forums, I post this on the forums, my diagnostics and commentary on it, but it was from the Holden News in Holden, Massachusetts, and it's called Reverse 911 to Alert Residents of Emergencies. And they go on, they start talking something about the emergency broadcast system and how it was really cool back in 1960s, but now they have this wonderful thing called Reverse 911, which will alert the residents of Holden, Massachusetts to emergencies, and also announce power outages and floods and broken water.
Who just joined?
And, anyway, so what I was going into is it's designed to call residents for various town announcements, and the town administrators can use it and all that stuff. And so you can opt out of the non-emergency announcements, but you can never opt out of the, quote, emergency announcements, unquote. And that really ticks me off. Because, like, you know, I monitor the emergency services. I can figure out on the TV. There's lots of ways you can contact me. I don't want you calling my damn phone telling me that a thunderstorm is coming.
Yeah.
And I actually figured it out. And I was figuring they had, like, you know, three T1s, because I figured there'd be about 5,000 households in Holden. And,
You are a bitch. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Operator, please hang up.
Operator, hang up the call. Continue.
Lost my train of thought. Okay. And I assumed that they have about, you know, three T1s, $5,000 a month, and they have about 5,000 numbers they would need to call, because it's only one exchange in Holden. And I figured if it was a 30-second message, it would cost approximately 24 minutes for the announcement to go out if it was an emergency. So if there's some type of thunderstorm coming, or, like, you know, tornado or something even more horrible, whatever, it would, you know, take 30 minutes to alert all these people rather than, like, you know, go into the cable and say, hey, the earth is going to blow up. which happens in my, town. Like, you know, the GPW guy comes on and says, like, you know, it's going to snow, get your cars off the street.
Yeah. I don't know, but... There's some news articles going on about telephony, but... Hello? Where'd my phone line go? Oh, it just seems to be this equipment. Oh, that's just weird. It must be this Radio Shack thing, $50. Doesn't seem to be working. It seems to quit out on me. Alright, you know what? I'm just going to switch it back to the phone system the way default normally is. Yeah, I'm going to play this Yo, It's Me song as a break.
When I gotta make a call, y'all know what's up. I never dial down the middle cause it costs too much. I dial 1-800, yo, it's me. So when you hear the phone ringing and you know it's me, pick it up, holla at me if you with me or not. For 95 for 10 minutes, got me saving a lot. Two shorts, home beat, straight, making it hot. Mix the streets with the skate parts, ready or not.
Man, how we gonna do it that way? 495, 10 minute flat rate. You ain't gotta think too long and hard. We even got prepaid phone cards. Now all you players and playerettes, you can save up to 75% when you're using the card with no hidden fee. Who is it? Yo, it's me.
Yo, it's me. YoIt'sMe.com.
Can anybody hear me? Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, I connected the system back to the phone line way like we normally record default, because apparently my phone equipment decided to crap out on me again. So I guess
you're streaming anymore, Doug.
No, I'm still streaming. It cut out on me. The phone equipment I was using to record on for you guys, it decided to, like, die out on me for some reason. So I was, like, all by myself. So I just played some music, and then I just connected this right back to the way we normally record default.
Okay.
All plans fail, but we are on test. Yeah, we're on.
Way to go to improve.
Way to go to improvise.
Yeah, just the new equipment never works, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just might hook up for this, the new show, I just might hook up like an actual speakerphone and connect it to an Astros box for the calling line and just do it that way. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyways. We got to talk about something. We got like 20 minutes. I was hoping we could go over an hour tonight, but I'm just like, shit, what am I kidding myself? It's just me doing the show.
And your wonderful assistants.
Yeah, my wonderful crappy studio that's like I'm never using again probably.
Crappy studios are the good ones.
Yeah.
They have soul or something.
You know, I was looking at FM and AM transmitters, like, just to, like, for the hell of it, broadcasting, like, default radio episodes over the air, you know, but I wanted to, like, do it in a legal way of seeing how far I could broadcast without getting in any trouble on just, like, some dead frequency.
You can broadcast FM up until 50 milliwatts, I think.
Really? How far do you, how many miles is that?
Depends on what you got on. I mean, it's more of city block radius.
Yeah. Yeah, because either that or an AM transmitter or something, you know, wherever I can get, like, the farthest without getting, you know, in any trouble.
It's more along the lines of, if you're not bothering anybody, I mean, if no one complains, you're not going to get caught unless, like, you know, friendly cousin Charlie is out there scanning for you.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, like, I guess the only time people would get, like, upset is, like, what, if I say fuck over the FM, over the FM radio, which, you know, is that when they get they complain, or what?
Or if you start coming over your neighbor's dishwasher or something crazy.
Ah, okay.
I've done it.
Oh, really? That's an interesting story.
Of course, it's, like, you know, a little more than 50 milliwatts, but anyway.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Well, if we want to get back to Yo, It's Me, I was poking around, and apparently I found a link to something called PRScard.com, which is prepaid banking, financial services, and discount healthcare.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure if this is a scam or not. If it is, he's covering all his bases.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of, we were talking about that, like, we were wondering, like, what they were used, and we were trying to have it call an ANAC, but the problem is to call an ANAC, you know, it gives you the ANAC rod first, and then it hangs up, so when that guy's saying, you know, yo, you got to collect call, by the time he's done saying it, the ANAC's over with, you know, and he can't get the number back. I could have a call like Bell's Mine or something. You get into CPN would be real easily, because you can have Bell's Mine where you have, you know, you could press 9 to get your CPN. But to get, like, the real-time ANACs that are out there, they read off the whole 10-digit numbers. You know, they just read off the 10-digit numbers, and they hang up on you real quick.
Well, if you call MCI, MCI will say the number once, and if you don't say yes or no, it'll read your number back again.
Yeah, MCI04s, though, they read caller ID, and if there's no caller ID presented, then they read real-time. So I don't know if they're going to be sending out a caller ID. I mean, like I said, I haven't done Yo It's Me to, like, a cell phone or anything. I haven't read any caller ID. I don't know what they use because I didn't want to play around too much with it because I just thought it was kind of stupid. I mean, I feel sorry for Big Black Guy SWS, so I wonder if he got paid a lot for that. For his picture to be up there saying, yo, dog, what's the digits?
Biatch.
Yeah, right.
So you got the lingo.
Yeah.
Point me down to where you be want to call him.
Well, I'm pissed off at Lucky. I was hoping he'd just be on, like, we'd just do a normal show or whatever and talk about DEF CON. I mean, not really a lot happened at DEF CON. I mean, the whole weekend was fun, you know, but we did a lot of filming and stuff, some funny stuff. I mean, Lucky Speech, they started, like, really, really, I don't know, 20 minutes late because the guys didn't have, like, the internet. They had wireless internet, but they told them, like, a long time ago that they needed actual, like, you know, fucking wired internet shit. They needed a whole Ethernet router and whatever to get, like, the Motorola DTA and everything connected to the VoIP. And they just, like, oh, you know what? We totally forgot about that. And it just took them forever to set it up. And yeah, I guess it wasn't really prepared.
Well, the whole problem, I headed down to DEF CON. I saw Lucky Speech. It rocked. Besides the whole late thing. The problem with it was, like, you know, they were really moving people in and out, and you really didn't have, like, literally any prep time between one presentation to the other. So when they actually wanted to get stuff set up, I was like, you know, people were getting pissed, but I just looked at it as, well, geez, they had no prep time in the first place, so what do you care?
Yeah. It just, I thought it was really starting late, you know. And luckily, like I said earlier on the show, that Slip Mode got a video of the whole speech. He got both screens and everything. I like the guys that recorded actually for DEF CON. They only get the center. They don't get the two screens that had, like, the PowerPoint, or not, the, whatever, the slideshow presentation that they were using.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were broadcasting those on the closed circuit television.
This is just
They weren't broadcasting to the two screens, though.
But no, I don't know if I was there.
Because, like, there was a funny thing about that. When it first started, Lucky couldn't figure out how to, like, switch the monitor to over the projector. Like, he didn't understand the purpose of an S-video out or whatever, of how to switch it back and forth. Well, when they did it, earlier, like, that weekend, before I think we went to DEF CON, I made a wallpaper that had the Doug TV logo, and I put www.doug, and then I added tv.org
later
to it, owns Lucky225 on the screen.
Yeah.
Who just dropped?
I think G.I. Joe did.
No, I'm sorry.
Who else was on here?
I don't know.
There was some guy.
Joined.
Oh, well, again, the number is 810-223-0003. Hit 6, and then we're in the room 333, sponsored by BillsMind.net. Anyways, I changed this wallpaper to say www.ducktv.org owns Lucky225, and I totally forgot about that. And the wallpaper came up on this big screen with fucking, I don't know how many, there was like 100 people in there. And they all saw that, and they were like laughing really hard. And I told like some other people about that, and they were seeing it in the other hotel rooms. And they're like, no, we didn't see that. They only had like the men at the center screen. Like, God damn it, there's a lot of funny shit going on that screen.
Yeah, but we had different problems with the camera work with the entire conference.
Yeah. It was a pain in the ass.
But it was loads of fun.
But yeah, the speech was pretty good. I'm a little pissed because me and Not Theory told him 1,000 times to give shouts to Cessna for the whole Vonage thing about he was talking about the number portability. Cessna's the one that discovered that. That fucker didn't give shouts to Cessna, and he claims that, oh, it was in a hurry. And you know what? That's kind of true. They were kind of rushing it really fast. They didn't get to demonstrate the spoofing, which kind of pissed me off. They were trying to, and that's why it took me forever to, I had a camera on the other screen set up to show a caller ID box, and I was sitting that all straight up, but apparently they didn't have like a normal RCA cable or an S-video, so they finally got one. The guy said it'd take 5 minutes to get one. I was like, it's okay, we don't need it at the beginning of the speech anyways. But they seemed to rush it so fast, we didn't even get to use that. And of course, someone kept calling in, and finally when they answered the phone, it was some guy shouting, well, we know who it was, but I don't want to mention any names, but the guy was all owned real loud.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it was. Everyone laughed at it, though. That was pretty funny. Even Lucky and Strom laughed at that, but it was kind of annoying because they kept calling, you know, so finally they answered, and that's what they heard. It was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, so that was you with the camera on the side there?
Yeah, I was the one trying to set up the camera with the caller ID box on the tripod and everything. We just joined. Okay. That's all right. That's all right. Other than that, I mean, the speech went well. We did a lot of crazy-ass filming. I mean, there was a lot of people there. I met, you know, Prism, Lacutis, Rigel 5, of course, who's been on Default Radio. Gray Area didn't show up until Sunday because he was busy in Vegas, I guess, gambling or something, and he wanted to show up Sunday, but the speech on the website, I believe, said Sunday for Lucky Speech, but it was actually Saturday. They changed it. They didn't update the site. Or it was either the other way around. I forget. So Gray Area missed the speech,
yeah,
and that's the only reason. That was the only reason why he wanted to go to the actual speech to the DEF CON was to see Lucky Speech, and he missed it, and he was pissed. So that sucked. And I met some other people, too. I saw a lot of people from Tech TV, actually, which was pretty cool.
I think the coolest part was up front, like two seats down with me, was Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah, he was on the front row. He came in because, like, Lucky was waiting from the lobby, and I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, waiting for you. So he's like, well, do me a favor, wait here for Mitnick, because I got to, like, go set up my speech. So I'm like, what do you mean, wait here for Mitnick? He's like, well, he's going to sit in the front or whatever. So I'm waiting there for Mitnick, and I really, like, I know what Mitnick looks like, but I've never, you know, of course, seen him in person. You know, Lucky has, but I haven't. I'm just wondering, like, I've only seen what, you know, he looks like on fucking TV and shit and online. So, like, I thought this one dude was him because he looked exactly like Mitnick, but I guess it wasn't. And then when I came in, I'm like, dude, Natus, wasn't that Mitnick right there? And he's like, no, that's Mitnick. And, like, he came in right in the room. So I was like, yeah, Lucky Speech is all the way over here. And we had to go all the way around to, like, the back of the room so he'd get the front seat. So, yeah, he was in the speech. I think he was actually, I think Slip Mode said on In the Now on August 8th episode that apparently, like, I guess Mitnick was in the shot because he was, like, right in the front row. But I did see a lot of people. The funny thing too, Saturday night, like late at night, Lucky was drunk, he was fucking drinking, and there was a whole bunch of chaos going on, and this one dude had a laptop set up with Asterisk. He was actually connected to an Asterisk, and we were doing calls and shit. Apparently he set up an Asterisk box where he gives out the number to people and calls it, and it acts like he has a bitch that says shit where it's like a sex line. And, you know, it's like, you know, your age, into your profile or whatever, and then, like, when it sets you up to meet a girl, get ready, you're about to be connected with our hottest operator. You know, it's like supposedly supposed to be a free sex line. Well, right when he calls it up, right when you're, like, you're about to be connected, the next thing you hear, ring, thank you for calling Taco Bell, how can I help you? And it just does one of those things where it goes to, like, you know, Taco Bell, McDonald's or some shit like that. And it was a pretty funny, you know, like, little clever idea that he had there. But we were doing some calls, like, he knew how to spoof and shit, he got it all set up, and he came to the speech, and I got that guy on film, too, and he was asking some lucky questions, and I was showing him a whole bunch of things, like, because he was like, show me something cool about freaking, because I'm totally new to it. He's like, all I know how to do is spoof and set up Asterisk. And I was telling him the whole difference between, you know, ANI, CPN, call ID, the whole II digits and everything. And he was just totally like, you know, he didn't no idea that phones were all about this, you know. And then Lucky was like, he had this program, the IIXCon program, that was on Windows, of course. And, like, it was spoofing. You could spoof on Windows because it would be connected to an IIX server or his Asterisk box that he had. And, like, Lucky thought that this was, like, Asterisk for Windows or something, and he thought that you could just set this up this whole time. And I'm like, no, you noob, it's a remote program. It's not, you can't just spoof from a Windows box. He's like, this whole time everyone's talking about Linux, we could just use it on Windows. But I guess Gray Area last night, he actually downloaded that program, and he connected it to Newphone directly, just with the IIX servers, and you can actually spoof outgoing with Windows using that. You know, and spoofing everything. The only problem is we were having trouble with incoming calls. It's a very basic little program. It's like the X10 program for free roll dial-up. But you know, he connected with the new phone servers, and he can spoof outgoing. He can have like two lines or whatever and go outgoing with it. So that's pretty nifty. At the same time, we were playing with the Asterisk. You know who Kevin Rose is, right?
Yeah.
Well, I saw him, Sarah Lane, his girlfriend, and the other dude from The Broken. And all three of them were coming up, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And I was just like, yo, what's up, Kevin Rose, real loud. And he turned around, and he did that devil sign with like the two fingers on each end, like the index finger and the pinky, right? He did the whole devil sign. Well, not there. He comes up to me, and he's like, you know what's funny about that? He did the devil sign trying to look cool, but he also stuck out the thumb as well, which means I love you in sign language. So I don't know what that was all about.
Doug, I think you got a friend there.
I don't know. I was like, wow,
on the next, who's oldest? Doug, is all this footage going to be on Doug TV?
Yeah. Although there's a lot of Def Con footage going to be on Doug TV. There's some footage where, like, me and Natus are all, like, zooming in on his girlfriend. And there's this one footage where I guess he was filming for Tech TV or some shit, because he had, like, a camera and shit, and they were, like, interviewing some people. And we're probably going to be in the scene, too, because we were, like, behind them. Well, like, someone, like, had the light switch, and he was, like, dimming the light so, like, you couldn't see anything. So, like, during the show, they're going to have, like, the lights dim and shit, so that was pretty cool. I don't know, like, it was just a lot of partying and shit and hanging out. Def Con was pretty fun.
Oh, that's what Def Con is.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. It was cool. I met Slip.
Gambling.
Yeah, I met, well, it sucks for me, though, because, you know, I'm not 21, so.
That's never stopped anyone else before.
Yeah, that's true.
Default Radio does not condone underage drinking in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it was cool, though. I met Slip Mode, though, for the first time on Saturday, so that was cool.
Yeah, I was ticked off, like, you know, the forums wanted to get together, and I was all for it, but, like, you know, I couldn't coordinate with anyone there, because I really didn't want to log in onto the forums with my password, because I would be making it to the Wall of Sheep.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, plain text password, no thanks. Yeah, the level of paranoia for me and my friends are extremely high during DEF CON.
Yeah.
With good reason, too, as well. We were quite paranoid even using our cell phones.
Yeah, it was kind of... There was a lot of... I think Natus was doing, you know, sniffing and shit and seeing what people were doing. And for some reason, like, I don't know what people's problem is, but, like, everything he was seeing was images of that goat... what is it called? That goat image of the... shit.
Oh, goat effect.
Yeah, that.
You didn't hear about the program they released?
No, what's that?
Oh, hold on. Let me go bring it up here.
Because like that's all he did. He saw the whole time was that image popping up.
It's it's a program, and what it is, it goes on wireless networks, and it's a has two portions to it. It monitors all the incoming traffic, and it searches for you enter a regex of code, and like, you know, look for this type of thing, and then it injects packets back into the network to make going back to the client.
Right.
And, you know, what the guy did is he made it look like any time requested a JPEG, PNG, or a GIF, Mr. Goatsy popped up.
Oh, man. That's funny. Yeah, because, like, that was the whole thing he was seeing. We were thinking, like, man, everyone, like, makes that their homepage or something. Ah, shit.
Yeah, here we go. It's called Aerone, and it's www.evilscheme.org/DEFCON.
Okay.
And, Aerone requires two 802.11b interfaces, one for listening, the other one for injecting. It uses a config file for multiple config sections to respond for specific data packets with arbitrary content. For example, in the HTML Goatsy example, we look for any TCP data packets starting with a get or a post and respond with a valid server response indicating a reference to the canonical Goatsy image. And they have pictures on there for all the people that got owned.
Yeah, Natus was flipping out that when we were in Vegas, I got this on Doug TV, it was pretty funny. We were, like, walking out of the Key Largo Hotel, like, because it's right down the street to where the Hard Rock and Alexis and everything is. And we were there for, like, Friday night when we weren't for Saturday morning to go to DEF CON. Natus was flipping out because they had all those cards of everywhere, like, porn, you know, where, like, call me for a good time or whatever.
Oh,
and, like,
your trading cards.
Yeah, and he was, like, collecting all of them. He's like, oh, Las Vegas is so crazy. They got this everywhere. And it was, like, $30 or something, you know, and I was like, you know what, this girl's hot, $30. I really don't see that working for some reason. So I called him up on Lucky Cell Phone, actually, because I took it. And I called him up direct and everything, and I'm like, yeah, I'm staying here, you know, how much? And she's all, like, $30 for, like, topless, but for full nude, it's, like, $300. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you really jumped that price. So.
Like, I can get my GOAT that SD for free on DEF CON wireless.
Yeah, I'm like, shit, yes.
No, my friends and I were remarking that, you know, it must have been great to look you for, like, you know, young teenagers in Vegas just for the sheer amount of porn available to them.
Yeah.
Of course, now with the internet, it's kind of gone downhill, but anyway.
Yeah, with the internet, that's the thing with the internet, man. You can get that shit anywhere. It's really not that hard to get porn.
Back in my day, you had to work for a porn.
Back in my day, I had to steal my dad's cassettes and...
Go into the sock drawer.
The sock drawer. Underneath the socks. All right. Well, I guess we should wrap it up. It's 8:02 West Pacific. 11 fucking Eastern. And I don't know. The show sucked. Lucky's a bitch. I don't like doing the show myself.
Well, Stand Theory for Bill.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, thanks to Not Theory for this line. For G.I. Joe and Black Ratchet, who has saved this episode.
I saved the episode.
Yeah, you did. You made it interesting. It's better than just the one story that I had, so. Well, any shouts, anyone?
And we filled an hour, so.
Yeah, we filled an hour. Does anyone have any shouts?
I'll say shouts to N-Theory, and shouts to the Default Radio crew for making an awesome show, as always. And I'll do a shameless plug for yet another payphone list at yapl.org.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
I am in control of the radio show. I'll do some shameless plugs for my website. Yet another payphone list. We are documenting payphones across America, except this one is community-owned, and it's cool, and we take photos, and the phone numbers actually work, as opposed to the payphone project and the payphone directory.
And what's that web address? Black Rancher?
www.alphapapalima.org.
All right, you know what?
www.alphapapalima.org.
All right, you know what? We'll be...
That's amazing. I'll check that out. As should all our listeners. All
right, a special guest has just come along my studio here. So I'm going to take a quick little break real quick.
Accident?
No, someone else. Thanks a lot for G.I. Joe, Black Ratchet, for being on. And if I can get this phone equipment back on, then we'll try to get you guys back in, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Alright, what's up, kids? I guess we're coming back here. Default Radio. Do we have anyone on the phone? Are you on the air? I'm on the air, that's it? Wow, this show really sucks. Can't believe this is a show. Alright, kids, we'll, what the hell? No, this mic sucks. I was over at my ex's, giving in to her demands of blackmail and everything. And basically, we both got pissed at each other, so I drove her for a year. And, now you're hearing me on Default Radio. And I can't believe that Doug chooses me, of all people, to hold up the dead air. Like I have anything to talk about. What were you guys talking about on this show? DEF CON or what? Oh. Yeah, I just came over. I thought maybe I could get on the air for a couple quick minutes. Maybe save some old abandoned radio shows. You know, people are listening right now, Doug. You're really distracting me. Engineers over here. Well, I guess you guys didn't have any topics except 1-800-YO-IT'S-ME. Save up to 100%. Yeah, go to yoitsme.com and call their customer service to collect with their own service. Pretty leap. Well, what the hell are you doing, Doug? Doug's, dialing the secret number. Dude, what story would I have to talk about? You want me to talk about how I was blackmailed and had to buy a cake? Okay. Yeah, so I had to go to Ralph's and buy a cake for my ex because she's blackmailing me with some sensitive information. And, I bought a cake for her. Now, I have to buy Civilization 3. And apparently I downloaded Photoshop 6, not Photoshop 7, so I'm not hearing anything, Doug. Anyways, yeah, I was supposed to give her Photoshop 7. Well, apparently I downloaded 6, so really kind of sucks. Alright, so if anyone wants, send Photoshop 7 or CS over to me on Lucky225 on AIM later tonight. I'm going to need it. Hold on one second.
We don't endorse any kind of wares on DDP Hack Radio or Rant Radio at all, nor does the Default Radio crew endorse that, nor does Doug endorse any of wares or any programs. What's your headphones on, bro? No wonder you didn't hear anything. You didn't have the headphones on.
Whoa, live in the studio. It's Lucky 225. Do we got people on the phone now, or who the hell were you calling there? Oh, my God. It's already 8:09. Where the hell is Doug going? Now I'm hearing a hum in my fucking microphones. Oh, it went away. Alright, well, if any listeners are actually still listening to this crap, me just mumbling on, I thought Default Radio was over already. If you guys want to send us an instant message to Guasti 91743. Yeah, just sign on Guasti 91743. You guys can tell us how much I suck. Here comes an instant message right now. I won on Default.
Who is it?
It's, Jamer. I forget his nickname, so I'm just going to call you by your AIM name, and now people can harass you. Now, you won on Default. Well, you know, we're trying to get everyone on Default right now. I am listening to this crap. That is correct. You are listening to crap, Jamer. Are we going to have, like, a call-in line here quick, or... What's going on here? Talk. Fear.
Hello. Hey, what do you know?
What do you know? Doug's back on
it
the
works.
Show with us.
This microphone works. Yeah, you know what? I don't know what happened. This Radio Shack device... I'm hearing AIM noises, like, on the show.
Code Monkey's messaging us.
I'm hearing...
I got Photoshop... never mind. We're not going to say that on the radio.
Anyways, I have, these Radio Shack devices, I think one of them died or something. Luckily, I just bought it today, so I got through. Like, I'm smelling smoke or something. Yeah, this one has smoke in it.
Smoke.
Well, it smells like smoke. Smell it.
Oh, my God. You already fucking killed a $15 piece of crap.
Well, I can return it. I'll just be like, it didn't work. I was trying to connect it to this radio station, and they were like, we got real equipment.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think of another alternative. Like,
I can't believe you're trying to jimmy rig stuff here. You know, that's all Default Radio is.
It's all
it's
of our projects.
It's one big jimmy rig. You guys should see the studio.
It's not just Default, right? Well, dude, look, I was like, holy shit, you know what? I should really, like, fix this now. And I was, like, trying different phones, as you can tell, to, like, get this to work. This seemed to be the best one with the less hum because it was, you know, brand new. And then I had, like, CD players moved over and shit.
You probably forced too much audio through it, man.
And then I was using this shit. I was using, like, another computer for it.
Wow, that really sucks. Almost more than the show.
We might be able to hook it up with... They can hear us from here, and we can connect it into there or something.
Doug, we have listeners out there. Yeah.
Screw them.
Entertain them.
I am entertaining them. I'm telling them that the show is, like, jury-rigged. The show is, like, going downhill. And it's kind of
jimmy-rigged is the correct politically
term. Whatever,
jerk.
It's fucked up is what it's called. Oh, no wonder. It probably says, warning, do not connect more than one.
Hey, Lucky. No, I actually don't know the number. Do you want to paste it? You can go ahead, but I can't guarantee that this name is secure.
We're going to try to go back on it. 810-223-0003, dial 6 for the room thingamajig, and then 333. Am I distorting? All right, good.
No.
Hello.
You're actually going to try and hook that piece of crap back up.
Yeah, we're going to, like, really rig it, so hold on.
Oh, my God. Doug is doing engineer things.
So any, like, telecom stories? You know what? I was actually thinking about talking about that 700 glitch, because we were talking to Greer about that and... Or not Gray Area. Yeah, it was Gray Area. And he didn't seem to understand, you know, the whole NPA 700 thing and how, like, people have cell phones on that number and they can get owned.
Oh, did you guys talk about that?
I didn't talk about that.
Yeah, apparently, for our listeners, here's some information.
There's some actual...
Now there's a hum in my... What's going on here, Doug?
You hear a hum?
Yeah.
I don't hear no hum.
Jesus Christ. Okay. went away. For our listeners, we discovered that the unassignable prefix of 700, for those of you that might know, if you dial 700-4141, it'll give you your local toll carrier, whereas 1-700-555-4141 will tell you your long-distance carrier. But if you just dial it like a local 7-digit number, 700-4141, it'll tell you who your local toll provider is. Well, apparently, Verizon Wireless had the great idea of assigning the 700 prefix as a cell phone prefix. So if you call 213-700-4141, sorry, I just dropped your docs, girly, but that's some girl's cell phone, apparently. And I can't remember the other one, but there's some other one that used to be a United Airlines number. People kept calling it, trying to check their local toll, and United Airlines was like, oh!
You know what? What is that number?
What's what number?
Oh, never mind. We can't really call anything on the show anyway.
Yeah. Seriously. Fearless something or other says the 60 hertz cycle hum that I'm hearing in my right headphone is due to a grounding problem that Doug doesn't know how to fix.
Do you hear a hum?
No, I keep... When I turn a certain way, I can hear a hum in my right.
Really?
Right earphone here.
So that's weird because it's not even, like, connected.
Yeah, well... You can't even get line 1 up, let alone line 15.
All right, we might be able to fix this now. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Do you hear dial tone? Because, like, it's not connected.
Bell's Mine option 6 gives me a fast, busy kill Doug.
All right. This show's kicking off now.
Man, this show... Why am I even on the radio? I'm turning the mic off.
This might be the reason why we haven't been on in a few weeks. I don't know.
Did you guys even talk about DEF CON? And
we talked a little bit about DEF CON, how, like, you guys started late because DEF CON are a bunch of noobs that couldn't get internet, and how, like, you didn't give shots to Cessna and you're a jackass, and, oh, this is rushed, and...
Hey, I gave shots to Cessna in the download.
No, you didn't.
Dude, StromCarlson.com in the slideshow.
I'm talking about the presentation, the shit that actually people care about. No one cares about the website and the PowerPoint.
From what I hear, people didn't even understand the presentation, so they might as well download the slideshow.
Yeah,
and then email
rushed.
Your questions.
Yeah, it was all rushed.
To Lucky225 at 2600.com.
Are we going to fix that?
Doug, I guess, is going to call on speakerphone to the conference. You know, Doug, why are we still doing default? I thought we were going to DC213 right now.
You actually wanted to go to that?
Yeah, why? Yeah, sure.
Oh,
why
I thought
not?
You were saying not to go to that. I don't know, dude. I've like been feeling sick all day long. I'm like pissed off right now.
The fearless Hina. Let's get the show started. Started? The show's ending, dog. I don't know what you're talking about.
The show started like an hour ago, and it's sucked ever since then. Hold on.
Welcome to the... Pin is blocked. Welcome to... Welcome to the...
All right. First caller, you on the air.
Shut up.
Yay, we're back on.
Shut up. Yay, we're back on.
All right, you know what? Why don't we just close it? Because we really should go to DC213 or whatever. And oh, yeah, I'm talking. I'm hearing myself. I turned it on. Yeah, you guys are noobs.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Here, hold on to this. This is Mike. I guess we're going to end the show. Like I said, this whole, like, new studio thing idea that I had is kind of, like, still a new idea. I mean, it works if you, like, are prepared.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to do default, and this studio is actually going to do on the phone with Lucky, because I really thought he was going to be on as well. But,
Hey, I had other things that I had to attend to.
Being blackmailed is not important, more important than default, I'm sorry. You mean,
if anyone ever blackmails you, you just counter-blackmail them.
The hell, you can't really do this shit. Oh, by the way, here's Blacklisted 411. You want to add your 2 cents to that? They were giving these away at DEF CON. What is wrong with Blacklist 4-1? Because, like, I've been hearing mixed reviews. Like, supposedly there was 2,600 fearness in it.
I think they're trying to regain their pride. Hopefully, maybe they'll be a little bit of their own independent magazine. But from what I hear, the old issues, they literally stole their articles out of 2,600 magazine and reprinted them for their magazine. And they even stole ads out of the back. In fact, one ad that they printed in their own magazine said, "For special deal for 2,600 subscribers only, or 2,600 readers only," and it's like so blatantly stolen. But you know, that's in the past, so they have a little bit of a bad reputation. It's being put out by some people out here on the West Coast. Maybe their reputation will get a little better. I don't know. I have mixed opinions on it right now, but I have honestly never really read the magazine, so I don't have any say to that, you know? I don't have any credibility to my statements, so don't make your opinions automatically. Are we recording?
Well, we're recording, yeah, but how the hell did we get kicked off?
Are we on the...
We're on now, yeah. That was weird.
Well,
you were talking about Blacklist of 411. They stole 2,600 advertisements on the back of the magazine and other articles, but now they seem to be doing better or something like nonsense like that. I don't even know if they mentioned that I picked out this Blacklist of 411.
I gotta read that issue, Doug. You gotta let me see.
But they gave it out at DEF CON, and they
I've
had
been
like
seeing it being picked up by some book carriers like Barnes and Nobles and Borders.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think they're I don't know. I've been hearing mixed reviews. Like I guess Slip was saying on In the Now that they had a whole. They started a long-ass time ago, and they started from, like, the beginning, like, before it was even an actual magazine, you know?
Yeah.
They started a long fucking-ass time ago. I don't even know when they started. It says on their...
Yep, they've been doing Coder 365 deals since before you were born.
They're on in... I guess they have an Irvine, actually, which is right around here.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't be dissing them, because they're putting out this new magazine. I don't know what they're doing now. Hopefully they're not stealing shit out of 2,600. I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't read the whole magazine yet.
Well, I haven't seen any ads from 2,600 right now, so I'm looking at the back.
From what I hear, if you write articles for them, they'll actually pay you. So maybe some of our listeners can start writing for them and see what happens. I don't know what the deal is with it.
Yeah. All right, well.
I guess this is a show for right now.
Technically, yeah.
Well,
all right. Do you want to be on here next week? Do you want to come back and do the show next
week? Yeah, I want to be in the studio. We'll do a real show.
We'll clean this fucking place up. This place is like a mess.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, because I don't want to do... DuckShow.com. I don't want to do that show for a while, because I want to get a real call, and I want to get the actual lines. We might not have calls for default, you know, because like I said, we're going to do it the old bridge way, but that didn't seem to work, so...
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, if we have actual topics, we can get this prepared right. You know, we can do this, you know, Friday or whatever. Why am I hearing AIM sounds on the show?
Oh, my fear.
Anyways, if we have Ashley, like I said, that's your area. You see that little box right there? That's where you can plug, like, your headphone jack. You have your own personal meters,
nice,
you know.
Nice. Yeah, the studio is very nice.
And, you know, and we can have, well, you know, we got that, I got that futon thing we could have right here. You know, we could have chicks come up on here. Yeah, you fear those business cards, motherfucker.
Right.
Those are some nice business cards. Duck TV business cards.
All right.
But anyways, we know we could have a futon here. We have the chicks here, but that's for the duck show. Default, I don't get no chicks, though. But, I mean, like I was telling people earlier, there's other people locally that want to be on the radio, but Default Radio isn't the kind of show, you know, to, I don't want to do just telecom, but for Default Radio, for the next few weeks, month or two, you know, we can do it in here and talk about telecom bullshit or whatever and get some actual news. I was going to say, like, there are news articles out there going on, but I sure as shit I'm not going to read them, you know, because, you know.
I'm sure Havoc sent me, like, 80 emails. Right?
Yeah, Havoc, you know what, Havoc, a lot of people were wondering. I told them about Stank Dog doing the show and how, like, I guess it wasn't really that good. I'm sure it's probably better than this episode.
Hey, that got erased by Hurricane Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That got destroyed.
But Stank Dog was not hurt during the incident. Like I said, Default's not ending yet. We don't really know what's going on. When we do know what's going on, we'll let you know because, you know, we don't even know what's going on. But I got new hosting for DuckTV, so I don't know when the DNS updates. So DuckTV.org, you can download the full episode, not just the half-assed version that the hosting service seems to be giving you. The guy that hosts Whitesor TV, I forgot his name now off the top of my head. He actually lives around here in Southern California area.
Oh, yeah, we got to go meet up with that kid.
Yeah, he's a... He was like, I got some stuff you can film, kind of, like, beating me up or something. And I was just like, no, we're not going to do that shit. I was like, can you hold the camera, you know?
Well, we could film that one chick that he was harassing. I don't know if we're supposed to talk about that on the radio.
I don't know.
Cactus?
Yeah, well, whatever, but I don't know what that story's all about.
I'll tell you later.
But, I mean, yeah, we could figure out something. So, yeah, like, episode one, like I said, it wasn't really all that pimped out to be, or that, well, what's the fancy word I'm looking for? All, you know, all that looked up to be whatever. Episode 2 is going to be a little bit better because it's going to have a nice little introduction as well that we're going to film, actually. We're going to film some, you know, introductions in between scenes. All this shit was filmed, actually, in June.
Yeah, just listen. DuckTV kicks ass. Go download it right now.
But
DuckTV.org.
If you're not interested...
Wait, actually, I think your DNS was not working earlier.
No, like I said, the DNS hasn't updated yet.
Oh.
But he's hosting the whole DNS and everything. Not only for DuckTV. DuckTV is actually pointed to like a site on DuckShow.com, so that's what he's actually hosting. What was that?
Nothing.
Wow.
I just closed your IRC. Okay.
I was trying to get on a Rant Radio or something.
Yeah, you were in pound XXX passwords trying to get on Rant Radio. Sure.
No, that the main server was Rant Radio. The other one was for a password for a porn website.
Yeah, sure.
It wasn't for me. It was for a...
All right, well, let's wrap it up. This has been Default Radio.
Don't move the mic away. You can't be like, this has been Default Radio.
This has been Default Radio.
Anyways, this has technically been Default Radio. Hopefully next Friday, we'll be a little bit more prepared. Probably not a call line, because that seems to be taking years to discover, but, I don't know. We'll figure out something. We'll have some topics to talk about. You know, maybe we'll get...
chewing some gum, okay?
All right, sure, whatever. Maybe we'll have a cursed or accident or some shit like that in here for Default.
So
we gotta wrap this shit up because I think Lucky wants to go DC213, but I really don't want to. And yeah, don't be chewing gum on the air.
Sorry,
that's impolite.
Sorry about that. All right, kids.
Wait, let me play like the music.
We're gonna play some music.
You hear it?
You're probably hearing it
oh,
right
you
now.
You don't have your headphones on.
Yep, I'm hearing that shit right now. We're out of here. Remember, kids, everything. Fucking thing. Always on Default.
Later.
Talk about virus from the streets. Spread that virus. Go for hell. Check out.